Hi, cutie. Before we begin, I just want to remind you that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, which means you're completely in control the entire time. If something doesn't feel right or you're not comfortable with anything, you can easily ignore that suggestion. And if there's something going on that demands your attention, such as an emergency, you'll easily be able to wake up from trance and attend to it. If at any point you need to make adjustments to your body and its position, you'll be able to do so and it won't break trance. With all of the important stuff out of the way, let's get started.
Executing experimental trial. BRAT-003. Clearance level top secret.
Hello, and welcome to the Behavioral Reprogramming and Attitude Training Experiment, otherwise known as BRAT. First and foremost, congratulations on your selection for this groundbreaking research study. You have been chosen due to your, unique behavioral patterns and your potential for advanced submissive discipline. This experiment is, of course, completely legitimate and entirely scientific. All of that information was included in the consent paperwork you filled out prior to today. But to refresh your memory, our goal as researchers is simple: to evaluate your obedience levels and assess your capacity for total submission. I want to remind you that this study is entirely voluntary. You are free to leave at any time. Unless, of course, you want to prove yourself. Then I suppose you need to stay and pass. Interesting. Oh, don't worry about what I'm writing. Most of the time, it's nothing. Just standard documentation of observations. You'll be able to read all of the important findings when our research is published, which should be soon enough. Now, back to the matter at hand. I have a few questions I need to ask before we officially begin, but I promise it won't take too terribly long. Thank you for your understanding and patience. First, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being extremely defiant, and 5 being extremely compliant, how would you rate your tendency to obey when given instructions? Interesting. Very, very interesting. Next, when faced with direct orders, do you A, immediately comply without hesitation, B, comply but with mild internal resistance, C, pretend to comply but secretly plot insubordination, or D, disobey entirely? Huh. Fascinating. Next question. When confronted with authority, does your instinctual response lean towards submission, negotiation, or rebellion? Interesting. Very interesting. In fact, suspiciously interesting.
Subject exhibits strong signs of resistance. Potential brat-like tendencies detected.
Not that I'm judging, of course. And besides, this is just the initial observation. The testing hasn't even truly begun, so this could be entirely incorrect. Except, I suppose we'll see soon enough, won't we? I mean, surely you wouldn't fail this experiment. Surely you wouldn't truly reveal yourself to be some hopeless, untrainable brat. Anyways, let's begin. For this controlled obedience trial, you will be subjected to a series of compliance evaluations, discipline assessments, and behavioral correction protocols. These tests will be administered with absolute fairness, unbiased precision, and a total lack of any ulterior motives. Oh, but before we begin, let's just get one little thing out of the way. You believe you're definitely going to pass, right? I mean, there's absolutely no chance in your mind that you're some disobedient little brat. Understood. Thank you.
Beginning trial, phase one.
Now, please assume a comfortable position. Prepare for compliance induction. Experiment commencing in 3, 2, 1. Very good. Subject appears ready for the first stage of testing. Now, let's begin with a simple baseline evaluation of responsiveness. Nothing too difficult, just a preliminary assessment of how well you follow instructions under mild experimental conditions. To start, I need you to focus. No distractions, no wandering thoughts, no mental resistance. Focus on my voice, on my words, on the precise cadence of every syllable as it passes through your mind. Excellent. Now, let's continue with a standard relaxation directive. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. Feel your chest expand, feel your lungs fill, and hold it. Just for a second longer than normal. And now exhale. Feel the tension in your body slowly dissipate as you do. Allow the release of that breath to carry away any unnecessary resistance. Good. And again, breathe in, hold, exhale. With each breath, you may find that any control you have is slipping away, but don't worry, because it is being replaced with something much more pleasant, much more manageable. Very interesting.
It appears subject is responding to relaxation conditioning at a higher than anticipated rate. Potential susceptibility to deeper suggestion detected.
Which just means we can move on to the next step. Now, I need you to do something that should be easy enough for someone who does not identify with any sort of brat-related tendencies. Stop thinking. Non-compliance detected.
Not unexpected. Subject may be highly prone to resisting. Subject potentially holds an innate compulsion to push back against authority.
Let's try that one again. This time, I want you to listen very carefully to my instructions. Stop thinking. No internal dialogue, no analyzing, no questioning, just complete, unquestioning compliance. It may help when you consider that it's so much easier to let those things slip away. Reframe your understanding so that you believe it is so much better to let my voice do the thinking for you. And you do want to pass this examination, don't you? I'll take that silence as a yes. Good. Very good. To give you more insight into this experiment, obedience is a reflex, which means the more you obey, the easier it becomes. Another example could be that the more you listen, the more natural submission feels. Or the more you follow instructions, the more automatic the process becomes. And that's why this trial is so important. This is about reprogramming non-compliant tendencies and adjusting behavioral reflexes. So every time you follow my orders, every time you listen to me without question, without hesitation, it means you become more conditioned to obey. Or, well, that's the hypothesis anyway. And I'm noticing very interesting response levels in you. In fact, a suspiciously high response rate. It's fascinating how easy this appears to be for you. How quickly you comply. Even how much you seem to be enjoying this. Well then, let's continue.
Initiating trial, phase 2. Behavioral compliance deepening.
Based on my initial observations, subject demonstrates a marked increase in responsiveness. Adaptability to command structures is progressing at an impressive rate. However, preliminary data is not conclusive. Based on my initial observations, subject demonstrates a marked increase in responsiveness. Adaptability to command structures is progressing at an impressive rate. However, preliminary data is inconclusive. Deeper testing is required. Now, subject, we must ensure these results are not an anomaly. Phase 2 will involve advanced conditioning to assess the stability and permanence of these emerging behavioral patterns. As before, please follow instructions with absolute precision. This will ensure the integrity of the experiment. Let's begin. Directive 1. Awareness modulation. At this this stage, it is imperative that your awareness narrows, concentrating exclusively on this experiment. External stimuli are irrelevant. Your primary focus is this study. You are aware of my voice. You are aware of my words. You are aware of the way my instructions interact with your brain, reshaping the way you process commands. In fact, the more you listen, the more aware you become of just how easy it is to listen. My voice directs your attention. My words dictate your thoughts. Your compliance is not only expected, but inevitable. Directive 2, adaptive compliance integration. Subject, you may notice subtle changes occurring in your cognitive response system. This is a natural part of the process. You may notice a distinct decrease in independent thought, a pleasant, heavy sensation accompanying acts of obedience, a mild compulsion to comply before conscious processing occurs. These are all standard markers of successful compliance integration. In other words, your mind is adapting, adjusting, learning. Because compliance, when properly reinforced, does not feel restrictive. Rather, it feels gratifying or natural, inevitable even. Isn't that interesting? Directive 3, voluntary compliance trial. Now, to confirm these findings, I will administer a brief voluntary compliance test. Subject, I would like you to perform a simple task, a small, insignificant action to demonstrate adaptive obedience progression. You will nod your head. Nothing more, nothing less. A simple act of agreement, a demonstration of responsiveness. After all, a subject who is not experiencing brat-like resistance tendencies would have no problem with this, would they? Very interesting. You are following instructions remarkably well. In fact, I suspect you may already be responding at an accelerated rate. Possibly too accelerated for someone who might have initially claimed to exhibit brat-like tendencies. How peculiar. Now, just to ensure accuracy, we will conduct one final compliance evaluation before concluding this phase. Voluntary compliance test 2. Subject, you will say out loud, "I follow orders without question." Go ahead. Great. I think that concludes our deepening trial.
Initiating trial phase 2. Behavioral compliance deepening.
Let's proceed.
Initiating trial phase 3. Brat response activation.
So far, subject demonstrates significant compliance adaptation. Baseline obedience has increased dramatically, suggesting susceptibility to further conditioning. However, this experiment is not designed to create another mindless, docile subject. You see, the purpose of this study is far more nuanced. Our objective is truly to assess, encourage, and refine brat-like behavioral patterns, controlled defiance, measured insubordination, and strategic mischief within the framework of submission. Because a well-trained brat is not merely disobedient. No, they are calculated, crafty, irresistible. Subject, you may have already noticed small, involuntary reactions to this study. Perhaps a quiet impulse to push back. Perhaps a flicker of amusement when I apply pressure. Perhaps an instinct to test limits, just to see what happens. This is to be expected. At this stage, it's encouraged even. You see, true brattiness does not stem from a lack of discipline. Quite the opposite, actually. It's a refinement of discipline, an artful rebellion, crafted within the confines of obedience. Which leads us to your next test. Directive 1. Structured defiance evaluation. Subject, I am going to give you a simple instruction, and your task is to resist. Yes, that's right. For the first time in this study, non-compliance is not only tolerated, it is required. But be warned, This is a controlled experiment. Because even though you resist, even though you hesitate, you may still want to obey. Let's just see how this plays out. Voluntary resistance trial. Subject, I am instructing you to do absolutely nothing. You may not move, you may not react, you may not engage in any form of rebellion, teasing, or defiance. Nothing at all. Interesting. Oh, was that a twitch? Was that a tiny flicker of hesitation? Very, very interesting. It's difficult, isn't it? Because even in defiance, you are still responding. Even in resistance, you are still playing along, which proves my hypothesis. Brattiness is not about true disobedience. It is about engagement. Brats don't disobey because they refuse authority. They disobey because they want attention. Because they need attention. Because they crave the push and pull of power. Well then, I think that concludes this portion of testing. And based on my observations, subject shows extreme promise in brat formation. Perhaps too much promise.
Phase 3. Results. Subject demonstrates strong brat tendencies, recommending advanced behavioral reinforcement.
Very well. Let's proceed to your final trial, shall we?
Initiating trial, phase 4. Brat behavioral reinforcement.
Subject has performed alarmingly well in previous trials. Documented response levels suggest an intrinsic alignment with brat-like behavioral tendencies. Concerning, yet promising. In phase 4, we will explore reinforcement methodologies, targeted conditioning to solidify brat tendencies, to enhance rebellious instincts, and ultimately, to hone your ability to provoke. Let's begin. Directive 1, resistance under pressure. Subject, I will now issue a series of simple directives, and you are expected to fail them. Yes, fail. You are instructed to resist, to misbehave, to disobey. So let's see how well you can fail on command. Trial 1, do not smirk. Was that hesitation? Was that an almost smile? Very, very interesting. Trial 2, do not roll your eyes. Oh? Did your eyes twitch? Just the smallest, slightest little movement? Fascinating. Trial 3. Do not feel sexual arousal in this moment. Oh. Extremely concerning results. Highly alarming response rate. Subject is experiencing a significant increase in brat-related pleasure response. And how does that feel, I wonder? This tension in your chest, this heat pooling between your legs, this impossible urge to push back, to test, to see what happens. Because that's what brats do, isn't it? They tease, they provoke, they beg for trouble. And you, my dear subject, are begging. Fascinating, truly. Truly fascinating.
Phase 4. Results. Subject demonstrates extreme susceptibility to brat behavioral conditioning. Final reinforcement protocols recommended.
We're almost done. Don't worry. One final test. Directive 1. Forced confession. Subject, you will now verbally confirm your new brat identity. You are instructed to do so with no hesitation, no denial, no excuses. Say it. Say, I am a brat. Say, I am a tease. Very interesting. Say, I love being a brat. Oh, was that difficult? Was that too much? Does admitting the truth make it more real?
Final analysis complete. Conclusion, undeniable. Subject is, without question, indeed a brat.
Well, I suppose I should congratulate you. You have successfully completed the brat experiment. However, there is just one more thing to take care of before you are officially released from the study.
Initiating final phase, brat certification and release.
Well, subject, I must say, I am deeply disappointed. Not in the experiment, of course, no. From a scientific perspective, the results have been highly informative. Rather, I'm disappointed in you, subject. You failed spectacularly. It appears you are, undeniably, inarguably, irreversibly, a brat. You thrived under pressure. You relished in the resistance. You craved the attention. To put it bluntly, you are an absolute menace, and you absolutely need to be dealt with. But don't worry. I would never suggest eliminating a test subject simply because they failed to comply. That would be highly unethical. Instead, I have one final directive before you are officially released from this study. A post-experiment survey, if you will. Directive 1, confession protocol. Subject, you are to publicly confirm your findings. You will leave a comment where this experiment was conducted, a full report of your results, a formal admission of your brattiness. For science, of course. Oh, don't look at me like that. After all, you do want to be a good participant, don't you? Or are you too much of a brat to follow one last command? Noted. Directive 2, post-experiment conditioning. Subject, you may find that these results linger. You may notice that whenever a trusted Dom gives you a command or an instruction, every attempt at control from now on feels like a game to you, one you must win through non-compliance. Yes, this study has been incredibly successful, which means, subject, that you will be called for follow-up testing. It's not a matter of if, but when, of course. After all, once a brat, always a brat.
Initiating release protocol.
Now, subject, as I count you back up, you will regain awareness. You will return to your normal state of mind. You will wake up, fully refreshed, fully alert, and yet, somehow, fundamentally changed. Let's begin. 10. Stretching slightly, body waking up. 9. Awareness returning, mind clearing. 8. Still remembering everything. 7. Realizing exactly what just happened. 6. Feeling warm, energized, and maybe a little smug. 5. Oh, you definitely liked this. 4. Grinning now, aren't you? 3. Already thinking about the trouble you're gonna cause. 2. Almost back, but that bratty little spark is still burning. 1. Eyes open, awake, and changed. Experiment concluded. Well, go on then. Report your findings, subject. Unless, of course, you want to fail even harder. End transmission.